Here's the third one, immune function. Eldecarb, used in Central Sands, Wisconsin for a long time, on potato crops, for example. This is a plot of the amount of antibody you can generate when you are exposed to some foreign protein. Control animals could make about 9 in this units here, amounts of antibody. 1,000 parts per billion, 100 parts per billion, 10 and 1. Greatest effect at the lowest dose. This work that we published in 1987 earned us an exclusion from EPA's funding immediately. A permanent exclusion. And we are not the only ones. I know at least a dozen faculty where similar kinds of things have happened. A multi-billion dollar product. I want to point out to you that immune insult is associated with many serious chronic health problems. Asthma and allergic diseases, autoimmunity, infectious diseases, and ineffective vaccine responses. Cancer, neurodegenerative disease and neurocognitive loss, cerebral palsy, atherosclerosis, hypertension, male sterility, as published in Dietert and Dietert in 2007 in Current Medicinal Chemistry. Ever heard of any of those diseases? And lately, a paper by Judy Carmon and her colleagues on pigs, a long-term toxicology study on pigs fed a combined genetically modified GM soy and GM maize diet in the Journal of Organic Systems. Here is the inside of the gut of a GM-fed pig. Here's a control pig. Inflammation indicates strong immune activity, leaky connections between cells, opportunity for bacteria and other substances to escape the gut and enter the bloodstream. That's a suggestion. Now, may be anything like this happening to humans? In July of 2013, in PLOS-1, a study titled Complete Genes May Pass from Food to Human Blood. And in the abstract, they state, based on the analysis of over 1,000 human samples from 4 independent studies, we report evidence that meal-derived DNA fragments, which are large enough to carry complete genes, can avoid degradation and, through an unknown mechanism, enter the human circulation system. In one of the blood samples, the relative concentration of plant DNA was higher than the human DNA. Cells like to pick up genetic material like DNA. If we compromise epigenetic function, turning genes on and off, that will lead to metabolome changes, fundamental changes in the way the biochemistry of the organism works. This is one of the challenges when we're dealing with some of the genetic GMO kinds of things. But there are recently ways to get at identifying some of this, a thing called Metabolome Dynamics Platform developed by Dr. Fariba Saadi-Porter. From 30 microliters of cell culture or tissue samples or biofluids of whole organisms, she can get unbiased detection of biomarkers that change in response to perturbations like stress, infection, disease, toxicants, hibernation, substrate utilization, gut microbe functions, and so on. She can also look at the biochemical pathway shifts and measure their fluxes in real time, non-invasively, from the breath in response to perturbations like the same things I just mentioned up here. So we have some ways of IDing these kinds of exposures. The way this works is you put your 30 microliters or 50 microliters of serum into these long tubes here, and then you take them up the stairway and put them into an NMR machine. And in the case of a mouse where we gave it a pseudo-infection with a foreign protein and then watched the signals. Each signal here is a different molecule, a different biomarker. This is 0 hours just before we injected them. Here's 4 hours later. Here's 8 hours later. And you can see the progression of molecules and how all kinds of things are starting to change and appear in the biochemistry of the fluids of the animal. This is a very rapid analysis that allows identifying healthy from disease conditions. And as I'm going to show you next, it also allows us to look at toxicology kinds of things. Here is work that is in review I haven't identified the biomarkers here, but I can show you that when we give them atrazine at 10 parts per billion, which is environmentally relevant, or nitrate at 5 parts per million, the atrazine gives us these responses going up and this one going down. The nitrate gives us these different responses, and the atrazine plus the nitrate gives us this unique marker here. And so we think that it may be possible to fingerprint chemical exposures using the fundamental biochemistry of the organism and measuring it using her technologies.